Well, Pinkies, we are in the Tow Monster today. We are idling through the park. I'm going to tell you some things about what it's like living in the campground park. One, I should tell you the buzz about the fellow from Texas who has arrived here in British Columbia with a truck that has Texas plates, an RV that has Washington plates, and a couple of kids and stuff. Well, that went around the campground like wildfire. And now the guy doesn't have any plates on his... All of a sudden, the plates of his vehicle are all missing. So, what does that mean, I wonder? Why would somebody take the plates off of their American vehicle while they were in Canada when they're not supposed to be? It's one of these guys, oh yeah, we're just going to Alaska. And he's been here off the beaten path of Alaska for 6 days now. Anyway, let's not start off our international friendly Pink Wheel Nuts podcast with attacking the Americans. We might get Scotty on our side. One thing that's kind of, I don't know, is it fun or not fun about living in the RV park is the, I just have to get through the gate here. I have to concentrate one moment, please. The gatekeepers like to yak at you as you're leaving, too. How are you? Getting to know the names of all these people. I swear there's this one young kid, camp ranger, whatever, the guy who goes around emptying garbage cans or what have you. I think the guy is stoned 100% of the time. I don't think he knows what he's doing. He's always going somewhere, but is never going anywhere. So, anyway, that's just one of those teenagers, some 20-something kid with a summer job. You don't get jobs around here, you know. All kinds of work goes on around this place too, this campsite. The campsite people are very busy people. They're tearing down structures and putting things up. They're putting new speed bumps in the middle of the road. A lot goes on around here. Anyway, one of the things about living in the campground is you get to know the people who live around you. And we have the one couple who appear to be drinking constantly. From 10 a.m. in the morning, I don't know what they're doing. They come out of their mobile home with their little red solo cups, not the little, you know, the beer, solo beer cup. And, you know, carrying it like it's full, right? And then they they walk around the camp and they go visit people or something. And then they come back like an hour later to get a refill. This time it's like maybe 12 o'clock. PM in the afternoon, and all day they're just in and out refilling their solo cup. I don't know what they're doing. They must be having a good time though. I'd like to be getting my solo cup filled. And then there's the campers who drive their garbage to the garbage bin. So whatever, they live on the opposite side of the tent camp in campground. And the garbage can is in an inconvenient location, so they fucking get in their Honda Civics and drive their garbage to the garbage dumpster and then drive back. So these are all the things that are going on in the campground. It's a microcosm of such fascinating life. I'm very much interested in this. It's been interesting. So What's happening? I've been fixing things like crazy. Oh, this stupid fifth wheel trailer. Actually, I love it, but the Landmaster. So every time you move this thing, something breaks and you gotta fix it. So this machine came with a hide-a-bed couch, right? It's a little couch and it folds out into a tiny bed. The problem was is the thing wasn't strapped down, held down, and so whenever you move the trailer, this couch rolls all around inside its little space. Well, it's broken a bunch of moldings, the corner moldings on my slide, because the slide comes into the center, and then this couch is just flying around. You know the way I drive, that anything inside that trailer is on its is like kissing your ass goodbye. So the couch flying all over the place, breaking stuff. Plus, I am disappointed with the. I mean, I shouldn't be disappointed, but I am disappointed with the quality of workmanship that people, the effort that people put in who are building these machines. So, you're building a cheap cabinet inside a rolling box. And the finishes in my unit are quite nice, but all the drawers, or the doors and the drawers, they all have this, they latch in tight, right? Because you're going to be driving the thing down the road, you don't want the doors to go flying open, so they make these little friction latches. It's much like a penis going into a vagina, but it's a really good grippy vagina. It's like a like Kim Beaver's vagina. So when they built the many of the doors and drawers, they didn't line the penises up with the vaginas, so they're not connecting properly. Well, that made it because the doors come open in transit, and a couple of things got broken because of these doors rolling back and forth. So I had to go around and realign all the little penis latches with their vaginas. So I spent like half a day doing that too. Like just putting moldings back on. They use these stupid staples, these brad nailer staple type. They're just like ka-chunk, like please put up 1,600 moldings in your 8-hour day. So these mass produce these finishings. Oh, my goodness. My life should be so hard. So it's been a little bit kind of fun going around and fixing things and getting to know my machinery a little better, getting to know my unit. So that's been fun. And the weather, we finally got some nice weather. Some of the roads. We're on backcountry roads here. Sorry about all the trouble. So I guess the more that breaks, the better, the more I learn. So I suppose that's not the worst thing. Anyway, I finally got rid of that couch. I disassembled the couch piece by piece and took it out because it would only fit through the door. I imagine they built the interior of this trailer after they put the couch in, because I don't know how they got that couch out of there or got that couch through that door when they built this thing. So I guess maybe they assemble them inside the unit? I don't know. So today is our second to last day at our current location, and in a couple of days we are doing a big move. We're going to Vancouver Island. So we'll be going to load onto a ferry and traverse the ocean and get over to Vancouver Island and spend some night. The weather is going to be finally summer weather, so we're looking forward to that. And Mr. Anderson is actually on vacation. And so we will be being socially distant tourists. How does that sound? Okay. Have I talked about the lack of social distancing? Like, in these campsites, you get these families or two families that are camping together or something, and they decide they're going to want to go to the ice cream store or whatever. So they start walking down these very, very thin lanes of the campground roadway. You know, it's a single lane, one way only, for you to drive your truck and trailer around. Oh, there's a fair. The fair is in town. We got the candy, snow candy, whatever, and a meager-looking kids' ride. I don't even know what that was. So these throngs of people, you know, you're just trying to walk your dog and get back to your campsite, and you get this throng of people taking up the entire roadway. They're all, you know, they're all spread out because they're doing social distancing, but no one's getting out of my way. They're just like, it's like you're under attack by these COVID-born zombies. COVID-infected zombies in the campground. And they're like, ice cream, I have a fever. and you're like, I'll just walk into the bushes to get out of the way so you all can have the road, you know? It's so wonderful living in a campground with a bunch of other people. Anyway, I don't know. I think I have nothing more to say. So I will concentrate on my tasks. It is so hard to keep my vehicles clean when the people are driving their garbage back and forth, kicking up all the dust from the campsite camping roads. And I'm the guy who's out there putting a cover on my monster truck, which is an ill-fitting cover on my monster truck, to protect keep the dust and the frickin' campfire ashes from settling down on my precious truck, which has a shitty paint job to begin with. Not impressed with the paint on this truck. But anyway, it's a mass produced. So it's just a big dumb truck. Okay, I am the Fade Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com.